Florence. How are you tonight? This is Saturday, the 10th of day of May, and 40 days away from when I'll be seeing you next. I guess it's about time I got getting ready to go home. I seem to be rather slow poking around here, and I haven't done anything like packing anything, shipping it home yet. But I just don't seem to feel that I'm that close to the period of time to go home. Truth is, I haven't even sent in my request to go yet. I guess it don't make much difference. I got a notice that it said I'd go home in July, and I told you about that when I wrote back and told them that my records, my figures showed June the 21st. Anyway, the days are going by, and here it is, May the 10th, and it's a pretty good May. I got a good letter from you today. Seems as though two or three days went by and no mail, but two or three days went by and I was gone up in Da Nang, fiddling around trying to get a physical examination. Didn't do very good. Went up again. I did get from the Navy my laboratory tests, which tells me that my pump is a tickering away and my tinkling is pure and my other stuff don't stink. And what else I got? I got my blood tested. I'm a purebred. I'm a pretty good guy, I guess. I never did get my physical though. I went to where and again, I waited for the doctor, and he didn't show up. Found out later he showed up at 1 o'clock and left at 2, and that's when the examinations were supposed to start. But I'll get a physical down in Saigon, I guess, someplace along the line. I'm trying to get a physical. I'll get a physical though from somebody. Don't make too much, never mind. I can get it back home in Fitzsimmons, I guess. Maybe not. But I had an interesting trip up to Da Nang. As I say, I went up to get my physical, and the next day I picked up my money. But while I was up there, I went up to the guy that runs I-Corps and had a chat with him about a job when I come back. If I come back. And he was mighty interesting and sympathetic with me. He's an FSR, about a 2, I guess. He's the second in command, and his name is Carl Fritz. And the boss man is back on home leave, and so he stayed down here with us 4 days when he first come in, and we got pretty well acquainted. I went up and saw him, and he said, come on in, have a cup of coffee. And he said, you'll be going home pretty soon. I said, yes, I am going home, Carl, and I need a job when I come back. Just wondered what you had up here for me. And we called up the Losher, who is the MSD. That's the maintenance services. Runs the same thing on the Corps level as I do down here on the province level. And so he he said, why don't you come over, Mr. Loescher, he said, why don't you come over and have cocktails with me after work, and Carl will be there and we'll talk. So we went over and had Coke and cocktails, and we talked, and nothing come out of it, I guess. They don't have any jobs. And I expect, I don't think I'd want to work for them, but I'm going down to Saigon pretty soon, and I'll give them a buzz and ask them about a job. If I get an opportunity, I think I'll take my physical down there and see if I can't take my lab test and see if I can't get my physical down there. I'll go around and meet some of these boys, and then I'll talk to them and see if they got a job for me. Maybe I'll get to see Lou. He's down there someplace working out of that town. And I'll say, howdy, Lou, what's doing with you? And maybe he'll have something going. I don't know. But anyway, next day I had a good rest up there. I went to the movies twice. How about that? I haven't seen a movie all the time I've been out here. From the first, for the past year, I guess. But I once saw two movies. One was Sweet November, and the other was Hammerhead. And Sweet November is about a gal that's dying, and she shacks up with a different guy each month. And the month of November is the length of the story in this tale. And while the guy is November is there, shacked up, all these guys in the past keep coming in and wanting to start over again with her. Well, the guy, Sweet November, he give her more rationale than the rest. And I guess I left before the end of it, but he was making headway. And then Hammerhead was something like Goldfinger shows that old Lou took us to down there. Some fast-acting James Bond was always in the head of things and knew what was going on. Well, I saw the movies. Then yesterday I got my money and I got home. Had another million piaster payroll, and so today I've been paying all day, and here it is, almost 10 o'clock at night, and I've just had to write to my baby because I knew she'd be lonesome if I didn't. So I sit down right here, and after dinner wasn't over till 8:30, I guess. We had some district reps in at about 12 for dinner, and the maid Banop cooked up a real good Vietnamese dinner. We had soft shell crabs and hard shell crabs and something they roll up in a rice paper and cook with like sausage or something in it. Then she had some soup that's got a real good taste and has some chicken and potatoes in it. It's some kind of Indian. Tastes like some of the stuff that Bess used to cook us up. I forget, curry, that's what's in it. And it tastes pretty good. And we had some fly lice. And boy, I'm telling you, I feel kind of stuffed tonight. I've been kind of unstuffed here most of the time. But lately I've been trying to eat less, but I sure am loaded up tonight. Well, I got a letter from you, and it said that the Bobby and Marge moved in their house, and you said that Lou had his house up for sale, and that he wanted to get a trailer again. That's real good. He can trail out. Maybe we can, you and I can trail out a little bit and see how things are on open road. I don't know if I come back here, I guess I'll be harried and hurried. But I don't know how I'm going to get back here till they give me a job, but I'm worrying about it. I'll let the job come to me. Have to get in the way, though, get out in the road so it'll run over me. No need to stand on the side and let it go by me. And I'll put in some papers and get you out to Manila, where you're a couple hours away from me. And I can get to see you every couple of months or so. And I think that'll be a pretty good deal. So, let's you and I plan on going to Manila, and we'll see what happens. I ought to get a paper in right away, I guess, and see if I can't get the housing started. They say it's pretty hot in Manila, but I think the living conditions there are a lot more reasonable. Everybody there speaks English.